Good morning. This is Brother John Loniker again with Daily Inspirations. This morning I'm going to be reading a couple verses from Luke chapter 11. Jesus, as is was normal for him, he was out teaching and the people are gathering around him. And verse 29 says, "And when the people were gathered thick together," and so there's a great group of people around him. It says that they were gathered thick together. And so I just want you to picture this morning, this scenario. There's a large group of people gathered around Jesus Christ as he's teaching. And as he's standing there teaching, verse 27 says, "And it came to pass, as he spake these things, a certain woman of the company lifted up her voice and said unto him, Blessed is the womb that bare thee and the paps which thou hast sucked." So as he's standing there teaching, a woman lifts up her voice and cries out for everyone to hear and says, "Blessed is the womb that bare thee and the paps which thou hast sucked." And then verse 28, Jesus answers, he says, yea, he's acknowledging that his mother, Mary, was a blessed woman. And some religions, they lift her up, especially in the Catholic, they lift up Mary as almost as God, in which we don't do that. But he said, yea, Jesus acknowledged that Mary was a blessed, very, very blessed woman. But he says, yea, rather, blessed are they that hear the word of God and keep it. And so today, Jesus says, yea, rather, blessed are they that hear the word of God and keep it. And so today, if you are a Christian and walking in holiness and righteousness, and you're hearing from God, you're reading his word, you're hearing from it, and you are keeping it, you are more blessed than Mary. He says, yea, rather, blessed are they that hear the word of God and keep it. And we jump over to Matthew chapter 7, in verse 24, Jesus says this, "Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock." Here is a person who is hearing the sayings, hearing the word of God, and he's doing them. He's keeping it, like we just read in Luke chapter 11, verse 28. Here's a person that's keeping it, and the storms of life came, and it says, "And it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock." And verse 26 here says, "And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it." And so here's a man or a woman who is hearing the word of God, but they are not keeping it. They are not doing it. And one thing that both the wise man and the foolish man have in common here is that they are hearing the word of God. One is keeping it, and the other one is not keeping it. And one is doing the word of God, and the other one's not doing. So they have that. They are hearing the word of God, but one is doing and one is not doing. And there's the other thing that is in common here, that the storm came. The storm came to both of them. The storm came to the man who was hearing and doing, and the storm came to the one who was hearing and not doing. And so, but the outcome or the aftermath of the storm is different. One was able to stand, and the other one was not able to stand. And so today, I want to encourage you, if you want to be a blessed man or a blessed woman, that you keep the word of God, that you do it by faith. You walk in holiness and righteousness and keep the word of God. And so what I want to point out here is that the storms of life are going to come. It comes upon everyone. We are not going to avoid the storms of life, but the storms of life are a trial for you as a believer. Are you going to, many people, when the storms of life come, they get discouraged, they become bitter, they get upset, they get frustrated, and they say, it's not working for me, and I am going to give up. I cannot do it, and they throw up their hands, and they no longer follow the Lord Jesus Christ. But I want to encourage you today that consider eternity. Look what's ahead. You know, most people look at the storm, the situation that there is in, but the calm is ahead. In eternity, if we endure unto the end, the calm is ahead of us. You know, think of throughout eternity being in the presence of a holy God. You have prevailed the storms. You have overcome the storms, and they were not able to destroy you. And so today, blessed, Jesus says, yea, rather, blessed is he that heareth the word of God and keepeth it. And today I want to encourage you, keep the word of God by faith. May God bless you, and let's close in prayer. Father in heaven, I do pray for each one that's listening as the storms of life come, Lord, that they may endure them and stand on the rock, the Lord Jesus Christ, and not give in to the temptation of their flesh and to frustrations, bitterness, and discouragement, but that they would prevail, that they would overcome. The storms of life are only to try us to see if we're truly born again, if we're truly children of God. God lets these things come, and I pray, Lord, that each one that listens today would be encouraged by your word. I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. May God bless you, and thank you for listening.